to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I'm Spencer Hall, and I am here to tell you all a story. Is it a college football story? I think so. It's about overcoming odds. It's about getting necessary yardage. It's about being offsides, literally. And you'll see why. Dateline London. Last Thursday, Dale McLaughlin bought a jet ski. Yeah, there's this Scottish guy, Dale McLaughlin, who, after working on the Isle of Man and starting a relationship with a lady on said Isle of Man, a self-governing island between Ireland and the coast of Scotland in Great Britain, he missed her, being isolated as he was during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, he's on an Isle of Dudes.
Mm-hmm. And on Monday of this week, Dale McLaughlin was sentenced to 4 weeks in jail. What happened between Thursday and Monday? Dale decided to become the Ancient Mariner himself and get to the Isle of Man and see his lady. How did he do it? By getting on a jet ski in the very beginning, the very tail end of fall, the very beginning of winter, on some very, very harsh seas on a jet ski, and driving all the way across what should have been a 40-minute journey on a jet ski in open water to the Isle of Man. I have a series of rhetorical questions. One, had Dale McLaughlin ever ridden on a jet ski before? Taken anybody? No.
I didn't even know you could get jet skis that far north. It never occurred to me that they exist outside of the United States. And places in Mexico that Arizona State students go for spring break.
Who in Scotland is thinking, you know what I could use? A jet ski.
I guess I have a non-rhetorical question. I have a logistical question.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that take?
Well, most experts in jet ski-based travel in northern climes agree that the trip from Scotland to the Isle of Man, which is visible from the coast, to give you an idea of the kind of visual frame of reference we're working on here, you can see it. It should have taken about 40 minutes.
Did he have a gas can strapped to his back?
He must have, because it ended up taking Dale McLaughlin. I will point out, by the way, dude's name is Dale, thus making him eligible for Alabama or England. He took much longer than 40 minutes. It took him 4.5 hours to get across, probably on account of having never been on a jet ski before.
How about on account of the legendarily still waters of the Irish Sea?
Yeah, the tropical waters of the Irish Sea, which Dale McLaughlin just said, hey, I'm going to bet you one thing, by the way, he was wearing jeans. Like, there's no way this man was not wearing some form of denim on this jet ski, okay? Oh, sure, he was wearing like a wetsuit. He was prepared. No, he wasn't. He was probably in his work boots and denim. And he was like, yeah, let's go. This will be great.
So he left from Whithorn in Scotland, which is part of the bottom leftermost dangly part. You know what I'm talking about. On the map, it is between Glasserton, Egerness, Wapill, Barrochan, Mockram, Bornus, Borg, and Knockbrex, if that gives you a good idea of where he's launching from. If you also have Auchin Mulg or Palnur or Baltersan in mind, it's a little south of there. And where he's going looks to be Ramsey, which, of course, as everyone knows, is in between Dreamscary, Carolmar, and Smeal.
You know, I'm familiar with that journey. The Auchin to Smeal run is, you know, that's a good 40 minutes on a jet ski.
So he gets to the Isle of Man, and according to the story, he then walks, bought a vehicle, drove 25 miles. Oh, no. He gets to Ramsey, in the Isle of Man. Then he walks 15 miles to his girlfriend's house in Douglas. So he's just marching across the Isle of Man after 4 hours of sailing.
Buys the jet ski and then just leaves it fuck all on the beach. Just
sure.
Like, yeah,
in the name of love.
Are they going to know what it is? Where do you get a jet ski that far north? Is this a thing?
Tesco? I mean,
Tesco. I continue to be. Hang on.
Tesco.
Oi, me Tesco crisps.
I mean, as much as these people drink, I'm pretty sure that like you can just
dealers.
Pick up a jet ski. You just like hand in your scooter, exchange it for a jet ski. Like,
how many
as much drinking happens here, recreational vehicles.
I googled Scottish jet ski dealers and it gave me something called Dawson Boat Center in Alabama. I didn't mean Scottish jet ski dealers near me.
See? I think the idea, by the way, is this. If there's somebody named Dale in your country.
Sterling's or, Marine.
Or he can, summon, he can summon a jet ski.
Oh, man. Right. Even the pictures on the... Okay, even the pictures on the Scottish jet ski website are not of Scotland.
Yeah, that ain't Glasgow. That's like Muscle Shoals.
Wait, look
That's
at,
not...
Okay, look at this photo. Where do you think that is?
That's Lake Martin.
Yeah, it looks suspiciously Georgian.
I think, by the way, it's kind of like Sword in the Stone. There's one jet ski and only one man.
Only the worthy Scotsman may ride it.
Well, this is literally the story of the Highlander. It can only
yeah.
be, right?
No
instead of the Highlander, this is the Lowlander.
So Dale McLaughlin walked 15 miles after he just decided to, I guess, leave his jet ski to nature or carried it.
Dale
like,
McLaughlin,
I don't know.
This guy's the Nolander.
This is the most literal get you a man who that I have ever heard of. Ladies, if he won't do this for you, kick his ass back to the aisle.
He walked 15 miles.
Okay, they don't have Uber.
It's 5 hours.
Like at one point, like at some point, this stops being a gesture and takes on an air of psychosis.
4.5 hours on the jet ski, which.
Which, speaking of which, you notice what's missing from this story?
Mm.
The girlfriend's reaction.
Oh, yeah, I think that is the story.
So, I mean, he, according to the BBC story, he meets a cop, gives him her address, right? Goes to her house, and I guess she's fine with it because they go out to go for a night of nightclubbing, which is apparently that's happening in parts of the world. And that's how the cops catch him. As an ID check, where it's, I guess, revealed that he's not actually from the Isle of Man.
Yeah, he's not from the Isle of Man. The cops catch him there. By the way, Isle of Man, population of 85,000. They only have 4 active cases. They haven't had a locally transmitted case for 6 months. Wow.
Thanks, Dale. We'll
Thanks.
See if
things
that
are
holds.
Great there. So it looks like when he's going from Whithorn to Ramsey, he is going across shipping lanes. That might have been a big delayer there, because like just... looking from Belfast shipping, you know, if you're going from Belfast to Liverpool shipping, that he's going right across there. So when they're shipping like potatoes, the potato booze exchange, that both sides just get the booze out of it somehow. He's going right through the middle of that.
Yeah, I don't want to dodge freighters in the Irish Sea in my first time on a jet ski.
Ryan, as resident Florida man, and I think the highest ranking Floridian we have here.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Spencer, so do you see how he did that? Spencer just absolved himself of Florida mandom.
Yes.
No, he's of a higher rank.
Is this my inheritance from you? Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
Yikes.
I'm dead.
This is your Ryan Spencer's giving you a dark passenger for Christmas.
Kneel and arise, Florida man.
But you being native, I assume that you have been on a jet ski since you were very young.
Oh, are you back to claiming Tennessee? Interesting.
Yeah, I probably was on a jet ski, I don't know, let's say 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest you've been on a jet ski?
Not very. Like, part because, like, half the reason to ride a jet ski is to fall off a jet ski. It's a boat you can bail on. Like, that's the appeal is, like, you can't just jump off a boat. Like, you can. It's discouraged. But a jet ski is made for be like, hey, you get on the back and I'll power slide it and throw you off. And that's fun because we're in the water and there's alligators and water moccasins here. And public school's not very good. Maybe like an hour, maybe like 40 minutes taking turns.
Right. No, that's a very long time on a jet ski.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been on one for longer than like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This dude was on it for 4.5 hours.
God.
4.5 hours on a jet ski in cold water. And here's the kicker.
That's why he walked 15 miles. He's got to get the blood recirculating in his body. It's just sludge at that point.
God, that's so horny. This is the horniest thing in the world.
But after like 4 hours of having a jet ski vibrate on your nards, what condition is he even going to be in?
Yeah.
There is a town in the Isle of Man called The Kronk.
Oh, thank God.
It is at, you can get there by taking either Jerby Road or Kronk Road.
It's a C-R-O-N-K.
It is The Kronk. Exact. Oh my God, there's a poor town.
Oh, this really is England or Alabama.
My only real regret about this story is that he wasn't riding one of those like early 90s, the kind that you had to stand up on. You know the jet skis I'm talking about?
Oh, like the sea, like the Segways of the sea?
Yes. Like, imagine having to do that shit for 4 hours. Imagine having to stand and steer a fucking 1992 Sea-Doo in the middle of the Irish Sea. Fuck.
I feel like, oh God, man, my iPhone's about to die. I can't do this on Spotify.
I really want to talk to whoever sold him the jet ski.
Yes, this is the action. There's so much of this story that's missing.
Cause you know, dude was like, so, how far could you get on a tank? And they're like, well, I don't know. They're not really used for distance travel. I don't know. That's a weird question to ask. He's like, yeah, but you could probably, I don't know, like, if I wanted to say, get from here to here, could I do that? He's like, yeah, just buy the jet ski. The economy's terrible.
I also have a proposition, a theory about the purchase of this jet ski. Dale had no intention of paying this thing off or fulfilling the terms of financing. None. It's probably like, yeah, no, I put 10 quid down. That's it. This thing ain't coming back.
No.
That sets up the other... Here, go ahead.
Do you think he just like found it? Is that possible? Maybe he built it.
Wow. Yeah, best of luck to the Scottish repo man. Which, Jesus.
It runs on potted meat.
I think so. Is the Isle of Man like, fuck you, we got a navy now.
That's the other thing that I am most entertained by, because he's got to do 4 weeks in jail, which...
That's harsh, man.
It's pretty bad.
I'm sorry.
That's for unlawful entry doing... I'm not thinking that the jail in Isle of Man is anything but like some guy's house. Like a proper jail.
It might be a seawall dungeon.
Could be that, though.
Jared Kushner is going to do no time in jail. And this jet ski hero...
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Is going to do 4 weeks in what we've decided is either some guy's house or sea dungeon.
It's a brig.
In a fallen world.
That's right.
He's going to be in there with the man in the iron mask.
They're going to throw him in the Kronk is where they're going to throw him. They're going to bury him underneath the Kronk.
Y'all got it. The cask of Amontillado.
So the scene I want to set up for you as a closer here is this, that not only is Dale McLaughlin obviously a hero for doing the world's stupidest and horniest sea voyage amphibious operation, but that after he gets out of jail, one, will his girlfriend be there?
No,
she'll be in Scotland and he'll have to go, he'll have to sail to her.
This would be an amazing way to find out that your girl was cheating.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He lives on the Kronk. But he has to leave. Will he just get back on the jet ski and go to Scotland? Will he just climb back on his jet ski sadly and sail back?
He's going to do this like, okay, I'm leaving. I'm gone for good. And he goes out about like 10 miles and then back around he comes. He just looks over his shoulder, sees like, all right, they fell for it. Skirt!
Just does it again. Or does he just keep going to Ireland like, arrest me! I'll like, find love on the Emerald Isle.
You know what he does? He just does one lap around the Isle of Man.
Oh, wait.
Live, see, or do.
This guy's a dad.
What?
What?
I found...
I
mean, the Scottish son has, at the end, they interviewed his fucking mom. Mm-hmm. And his mom's like, he was supposed to be doing some work, but now he can't do that. I didn't even know about the jet ski, and he'll be missing his kids over Christmas. What?
Dale, man.
I didn't even do the holiday math on that
one. I think we've all had some Southern Dad stories, okay? There's some pretty dark and pretty humorous stories like, floating back there. However, the archives do not contain anything as dire as, remember when Dad missed Christmas in a prison on the Isle of Man?
Why is Daddy not here? Well, he had to get some over-the-pants action at an Isle of Man nightclub via jet ski.
He took a jet ski to the Isle of Man. Yeah. I'm sorry. Here's your PlayStation 5.
Is this the first Alabama and England?
This is the first Alabama and England.
Yeah, he's got dual citizenship now.
England gets no credit for this. Alabama versus England has leveled up because Scotland is here. Get England the fuck out of here. It's our game now.
That's amazing. Oh, God. I hope he just goes back to Scotland and they arrest him again.
Like,
all right, you again.
It's Dale. If this was your dad, you could never get in trouble again. What on earth could you do that your dad would be like, no, that's no phone for your ground? Are you kidding me, Dad? Dad, you bought a jet ski having never ridden one before and
drove
it.
We still don't know that it was purchased.
Okay, Dad, you put a jet ski on a credit card and then immediately claimed it was fraudulent. Dad, yes, Dad, you summoned a jet ski through the Stargate and drove it across. Like, you can't get in trouble with that
Dad like,
anymore.
You little bastard, you're grounded. And you're like, oh, for 4 weeks?
I would steal his money in front of him. I would take money from him and drink as a 9-year-old.
While maintaining eye contact.
That's right. And say, do something. Why don't you jet ski about it, you bitch?
You have problems. Jeez. You have problems either way. Because not only can you not ground the kids, if you, God, especially if you have more than one, the odds of getting one of these increases. You have one kid who's sitting there thinking, challenge accepted, old man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's a because father of two. Yeah.
They're gonna because one of those two is gonna look back and go, oh, you think it's bad? Violation of maritime law? Huh? Is that what it is? Didn't think so.
They
international incident?
I have not seen an interview with the mother of his children. I guarantee
you. Is it not the girlfriend?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
To be fair, I haven't actually read this story. Spencer insisted on reading it to me while I sat still like a bedtime story.
Sure.
This was a fantastic way to take in this information because at no time did I foresee jet ski entering the plot. But yeah, I'm kind of coming into this one cold. Cold like the Irish Sea.
The mother of his children, when she heard this, had to be like, not shocked in the least. In the fucking least.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee it went like this. Local man drives jet ski to Isle of Man. And she's like, Dale.
Fucking
God,
Dale. Oh, it's fucking Dale.
I see her roommate just like tossing the paper at her. It's like, Dale's in the news again.
Dale's got a big square head.
Well, you said you wanted Dale to show some initiative.
Hey, it's called the Isle of Man because that's where Archie's family came from. That's what's with all the foreheads.
I really hope he breaks out of jail. I hope that. I hope he breaks out of jail.
And I bought this helicopter. Have you ever flown it? No.
You know.
And then goes the wrong way and goes to Ireland and gets arrested again. Shit.
Jail and Dale rhyme, in my opinion. Can we do anything with that?
We'll workshop it.
All right.
Yeah, steals the only helicopter in the country, takes a wrong turn, lands in Ireland, gets arrested again. Well, dad's down for another 4 weeks, at least.
Anyway, congrats to new Auburn head coach Dale McLaughlin.
You know, I bet what would have kept Dale warm in his 4.5-hour journey that should have been 40 minutes across the Irish Sea on an open watercraft.
The love of a good woman?
Evidently not.
That was the plan.
That was the plan. But really, he could have just saved all of this trouble and instead ordered some comfortable quality and stylish apparel from Homefield.
Spencer, I'm not disputing the cuddliness and snugglitude of Homefield Apparel's clothes, mostly made for the upper body, but are you suggesting that our readers not jet ski across the Irish Sea?
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I don't think most of you should try to jet ski across Irish Sea.
Y'all don't listen to Spencer. You never listened to him before. Don't listen to him now.
I like that he hedged. I like that he wouldn't say, don't do this dumb thing. He said, most of you shouldn't.
No, so I'm thinking of a couple of chosen ones. I'm thinking of a couple of listeners
who believe in your dreams, encourage you to do this while swaddled in Homefield Apparel's finest line of winter ready hoodies.
Holly, what hoodie would you wear to jet ski across to the Isle of Man?
Duh. And I would pack my alternate Hawaii Rainbows hoodie to wear dry upon my arrival.
Right.
I will do it as soon as Homefield gets the Notre Dame license.
I think Tulane would be a good one. Be like, look, can't stop.
Oh yeah,
this wave.
I got a green wave for you right here, man.
It's me because I'm very sick because I've never been on a jet ski before.
Yeah, that's the other thing is you have to pick the school where you go. Who would do this having never been on a jet ski before?
SMU.
They've had Louisville for a minute.
Yeah.
Papa John would try to circumnavigate the globe on a jet ski if you let him.
Papa John's not a flat earther. I mean, that's why he makes pizzas.
Wow. Anyway, use offer code FULLCAST. You get 20% off your first purchase at homefieldapparel.com. They're coming out with new stuff all the time. They just had a little battle of sorts between Auburn and Mississippi State. I don't actually know who won that because everything Auburn we've talked about since then has had little to do with the comfortable stylings of Homefield Apparel. But yeah, go get a sweatshirt. Go get a nice shirt to put under it. Jet ski your way to true love. And, you know, there's no law on the ocean, so there's no crime.
I'm going to do it in the Memphis State University shirt.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would like to update my choice because also I want to point out for listeners at home, we know Florida State is on Homefield Apparel's list, but all births in Tallahassee are actually conducted on jet skis. So technically, yes, every Florida State fan has already been on a jet ski from the moment they draw breath on this earth.
If you are giving birth in Tallahassee and you say, I'd like to have a water birth, they just pull the trailer right up. And they're like, all right, let's go. Pop that life jacket on.
I would actually like to revise my answer about first-time jet ski riders to Hofstra.
Huh. Okay.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead.
Based on everything I know from the television program Billions.
I really want to know that I'm going to go ahead and make it all the way across, so I'm just going to go ahead and take Third Coast Finest Southern Miss. Southern Miss to the top of the Isle of Man.
Sure.
Which is a nightclub.
The top of the sea is where you want to be. The bottom is the bad. That means you did a bad job.
Yeah, but down there, you're going to run into the guy who made Titanic and Avatar.
Actually, there is a Southern Mississippi crew neck available from Homefield Apparel that just says to the top on it.
Do you think James Cameron ratted this dude out?
Probably.
Oh yeah.
He got mad because someone else had did a better job of conquering the sea.
Hey, somebody's doing cool ocean stuff. That's my thing.
He's doing it on like no budget. You spent like $100 million to go dive down to the bottom of the ocean in your own personal submarine. Dale's out here doing it for like $500.
I pitched at Grantland one time, me going in a submersible with James Cameron and getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's hard to believe that website doesn't exist anymore.
I hope James Cameron is like the guardian of the ocean. And if you want a pass, he's like, yar, if ye seek passage on these seas, name one line from Avatar. And nobody's
oh, shit.
Done it.
Yep. I'm landlocked.
Name a character from Avatar.
Joe.
Nope.
Joe
Jurevicius. That's right.
John.
Nope.
Sigourney Jarhead.
Yeah. Bad guy. Bad guy who is also in Jurassic Park.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dave Blue Sex Alien.
Is Bill Paxton an Avatar?
He could be.
How would we know if he wasn't?
He's the titular Avatar.
Mm.
Hi, I'm Dave Avatar.
Hi, I'm Bill Paxton. Have sex with my hair.
Me when I'm watching Avatar, and Avatar walks in.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So if you're going to make a journey across the Ireland Sea, you're going to need more than just warmth and a flotation device. You're going to need some funds for when you arrive in the Isle of Man and you do what anyone does once they arrive in a new island. Clubbing. That's the first you establish a beachhead and then you go clubbing. You're going to need money, so you need to set that up in advance. You need to go to acorns.com/fullcast, the country's leading saving and investing app. It's so easy. Dale McLaughlin, he could handle it. I mean, that's an understatement. That man can handle anything. But the time for the regular check-in, listeners know we were up to $61.69. Sorry, we have zoomed past the nice number. We're up to $61.97. The market is kicking ass this week. Not just my own personal contributions, my regular recurring donations to my future self, and also roundups from specific purchases, but also just stock market magic, baby. Wall Street me. And they also have like long-term saving stuff and stuff for kids. So acorns.com/fullcast, whether you are planning your jet ski journey tomorrow or further down the road, so to speak.
That's, you know what? Dale could have, it's so easy to use. I bet Dale could have opened it on his phone.
Maybe that's, that probably is what took him so long. he puts in $100, right? And you know, in investing, as we know, it's magic, but magic takes time. And he wanted to wait until it got to like 101.
There is a 1996 used jet ski on eBay. It has zero bids, and there are still almost 3 days left. But right now, the starting bid is $1.99.
See.
So
why wait?
Spring it down, boys.
Every day without a jet ski is a day without a jet ski.
Damn, that's so true.
See?
I know that tonight the playoff rankings came out, and I think most of the time it's fun to ignore these unless we really absolutely have to address them, because generally we think that they're just going to do what they want anyway. But then sometimes they actually do what they want anyway, and it's so much more galling than you really anticipated. It's one thing to say, I know the thing is going to happen, and I am prepared for the thing. But sometimes the thing happens, and you are anything but prepared for the reality of it. Even though you knew it was going to happen, it ends up being so much more worse, irritating, or ludicrous than you possibly imagine.
Can I step in with some slight disagreement here?
Well, why sure?
I think the playoff committee is like nailing it. I look at their top 25 all the way down. I just go yes, makes sense, perfect.
One of our chants.
Like I think that they look. I think the playoff committee is doing everything exactly right. I think Coastal Carolina belongs at 12. At 11-0. I think Northwestern belongs at 14 at 6-1. I think all of it is right. And I think the only thing that, if I had a complaint about the playoff committee at this point, it would be that they're too smart. When Gary Barta goes and explains what they're doing, it's just like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah,
like,
Gary Smarta.
This is a lot. And on an unrelated note, if the playoff committee is looking for like a new member and they're looking for somebody, I don't know, from the media, but not like from the media. Like, I would love to do it, guys. So just reach out. Would happy to be part of this brain trust that, again, is just like fucking crushing. I would love to say, yeah, let's put Texas at 20.
Ryan, let's do. All right. So this is a big goal. All right. And I think there's like an entrance exam you have to pass first.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say this. All right. A power conference team has lost to a non-power team. All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The team to which it lost was beaten by an undefeated non-power team. All right.
Right.
So which team ranks higher? The team that beat the non-power or the team that lost to the non-power?
The Power Five team. Absolutely. Yeah.
Genius. All right. You're in. Right, you're good. Right.
Because
And for bonus.
Yeah. Sure.
Is this like one or two spots, right? Just like one or two spots difference.
No, I think you probably got to do like, I don't know, like five, six spots.
Oh
like
my God. This man is in. He's in.
Because here's
he's
the thing.
He's got it.
The thing people don't realize is that if you're a Power Five team, that's a burden you have to carry all season long. If you're a Group of Five team, you don't have to worry. Like, there are no expectations. There's no, like, name a Group of Five team that has to worry about competing for an SEC title or a Big 12 title or an ACC. You can't do it.
Tulane. That one time.
Now. That has to do it now.
Many decades ago.
Right. Sure. But, like, yeah, I love what they're doing, and I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. Like, you know, for Iowa State, they have to carry the power and the pride and the prestige of the Big 12 conference, all the championships that the Big 12 has won, all the, you know, everyone. You see that Big 12 logo, and your mind just reels, like, thinking of all the great memories of incredible Big 12 teams from the last, you know, 10 years, and that Iowa State has to bear the burden of being one of them.
And
that is a lot to ask.
That's right. And they get it, the Big 12 gets in the playoff. And you say, like, well, which teams? And it's like, don't ask. That's not the right question. The Big 12 gets in the playoff.
The Ottoman Empire is an important part of this alliance.
Absolutely.
Like, why should Cincinnati get in the playoff when it never has before?
Look, the Big 12 had it. We all agree the Big 12 thought about taking Cincinnati and said no, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we, the playoff committee, and yeah, I'm like putting myself on it now. It's a little bold, but whatever. If we said Cincinnati should be ahead of Iowa State, we would be like saying the Big 12 is wrong. Yeah, and I'm like, not willing to do that.
Who are we to judge the Big 12? I mean, like, the Big 12's ideas are great. They're always great. They've always been really smart and dependable and good at making the right calls and, like, you know, when it comes to conference membership, the Big 12's ideas are great.
That's why
if Cincinnati was that good, they would have added them.
That's why I've got Texas A&M at five with the committee, because, like, they basically have a Big 12 degree.
Yeah, they were so smart. They're smarter than the Big 12. So, like, yeah. So that is why Cincinnati cannot rank ahead of the Big 12, and the Big 12 cannot rank ahead of A&M.
Right, right.
Are we legit concerned that members of the committee believe that and actually think A&M is still in the Big 12?
I mean, isn't R.C. Slocum still there? R.C. Slocum's still there, I think.
Yeah.
That's a 50-50 shot in my eyes. That there are some of them who are like, I don't know. They're 7-1 in the Big 12.
They probably are setting it up like 5-6, like an exciting Big 12 championship that could be a play-in game.
That's right.
I'm not unswayed by that ludicrous yet increasingly credible argument here that they might be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, so this year, the way it sets up is, we know the playoff four. There's no reason to watch the SEC title game or the Big Ten title game because Northwestern's in it. Never watch a Northwestern game. ACC title game. Both those teams are making it. We know the playoff. A&M is there. Like, what scenario is it where A&M makes? I've said this many times. It's still baffling to me. But, like, the way they've set it up, Cincinnati has just no remote shot. A win over Tulsa might jump you over Georgia, I guess. If that. Meanwhile.
Probably wouldn't. No, like, I'm not kidding. It probably
would. I'm kind of just hoping it would, you know? And yeah, the the really sad part is Coastal at 12, which once you factor in that UNC is probably the Orange Bowl team, Coastal is effectively 13th because UNC is getting a top six bowl game, regardless of where it ranks. So Coastal has to climb up a spot. And if Oklahoma beats Iowa State, Iowa State's going to fall a bit. Coastal's going to stay at 12. Coastal's going to be the odd team out of the New Year's Six. How sad is that?
Let me give you Gary Barta, committee member and Iowa athletic director's quote about why Iowa State. Somebody asked him, Gary, what about Iowa State's resume is better than Coastal Carolina's? Gary Barta. Well, the body of work as it pertains is they did lose two games, but they also beat number 10 Oklahoma, and they beat number 20 Texas. When you watch their games, their defense has gotten better and better every week, and they have the leading rusher in the country. I didn't check that this week because they were idle, but they have one of the best runners for sure in Breece Hall.
I love that. Leading runner. So let's see which stat they're using. Are we using total yards? Please tell me we're using just raw total yards.
Right? Yeah, they're just raw total yards.
Yes!
That's all they're doing. Like big
raw
slam.
Total yards. That's not yards per game. God, that would be Jarrett Patterson.
It's not yards per carry.
Breece Hall is number 5 in yards per game. Yeah, we're just using big, dumb total yards.
It's not even touchdowns.
Can't believe the team that brought you game control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we go. Then look at Coastal Carolina, says Barta again. They're undefeated, and they're having a terrific year. They have 2 wins against top 20 teams. Okay. That's exactly what he just said about Iowa State. That's exactly what this motherfucker just said about Iowa State.
Listen. Noted liberal Spencer Hall calls Gary Barta a motherfucker.
BYU, I said last week, that BYU game was one of the most exciting football games of the season. Yes! They played a game this past week against an under 500 Troy team, and it took them until the last 30. They were behind, and I'm sure you watched the game. They were behind with 35 seconds left, and Grayson McCall made a great play and threw a touchdown pass. But they struggled against a 5-6 Troy team. Who did Florida lose to this week?
Wait, Florida lost?
Who did Florida lose to this week?
He wants us to tell you.
Meanwhile, speaking
of
struggle, Iowa State has lost twice, including once by 17 points to a team that Coastal Carolina defeated. It doesn't fucking matter.
The axe.
It never happened. None of these games happened.
I can forgive. Like, I get why people are mad. I get why people are not happy. I can forgive all of this. Because the playoff committee is going out here and is pretty flagrantly saying, like, yes, we care about Power 5 teams, fuck a Group of 5 team, not important, whatever. At the same time, they are putting undefeated Pac-12 conference contender USC fucking 13.
I love that. 13. I love that. We see. We're like, storm the barricades for Cincy and Coastal. What about USC? Who gives a shit about USC? Personally, I love USC because every single one of their games is fun as hell and very stupid.
Oh no, but I'm sorry,
playoff?
Jason.
No, thank you,
Jason. I'm sorry. They struggled for most of the game and they only had to win it at the last second.
Well, yeah. I mean, that you could say that about every USC game. Gary Barta.
like you, the committee is so clearly like, we don't care what happens. No way in hell is undefeated USC getting in the playoff, and that's fucking amazing.
That's what if they beat fourth best team in their conference that they're finally playing, Oregon? What if they beat him by 100 points?
They'll say, like, well, you know, they didn't play Washington because of COVID. You know, so it's really
unfortunately, they didn't play Colorado because...
And then they'll say, well, you know, USC only played 6 games this, and the number of games... Motherfucker, Ohio State's going to be 6-0! What are you talking about?
That's the best! Ohio State sitting there at 5-0, and everyone is going... Yeah, look at that. Rock steady. No problems. No doubt. Complete slate. Total evidence there. USC, a power which, by the way, has as long and as storied a tradition and as glossy a brand as you can have, equal to, I say, Ohio State's, and probably more appealing if we're just talking about who you just want to snuggle up against historically, would you rather hang out with USC, bunch of like sunny people with awesome running backs and like a band that plays the same three cool songs over and over again, plays in a stadium that was built in like 1908? Or do you want to hang out with Ohio State fans? You'd much rather hang out with USC fans single time.
So Ohio State, they're going to make it at 6-0. Everyone knows it. Looking at their wins, let me take one win away and you tell me if they still make it. All right.
Okay.
Let's take away 49-27 over Rutgers.
No.
Do they make it at 5-0?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen,
let's take away.
At this point,
so I want to leave.
If the Big Ten championship isn't happening,
I know that they're already making it at 5-0. Right. So, like, all right, we're taking that win off the board. Now we're down to 4-0. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I want to leave the Penn State game on here because Penn State—that's a big name, even though Penn State sucks.
Sure.
I want to leave Nebraska. This is tricky because Indiana's their only good win. Michigan State.
If you take that one off, then there's a problem.
The whole house of cards falls apart. As always, the Hoosiers are the only
team
that matters.
The championship goes through Indiana.
I think 4-0 is the farthest down you can take it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, you say that.
I love it, man. We're gonna have. So like, how it should go is Ohio State comes in at 6-0. Cincinnati comes in at 9-0, and we say valiant effort, Cincinnati. You get to rank number 5. You know, if there were 5 teams, you would have made the cut, and we say, oh, that sucks, but at least, you know, at least they were right there. No, fuck you, Cincinnati. You're number 9.
No. You're behind Georgia. You're behind
close.
Georgia.
Like, if you look at...
What is Georgia doing there? They're going to put Oklahoma over you.
Georgia moved up for beating Mizzou. Beating Mizzou, a ranked win. Mizzou was ranked for 9 minutes. Mizzou just got here. I always look at the
just
the,
like a man crossing to the Isle of Man.
Mizzou was ranked for 4.5 hours.
Mizzou is the boxer who just is still in the robe, right, and is still like praying in the corner. And Georgia just comes over and starts wailing on the back of their head, like, "Man, I just got here."
And Gary Barta's like, "Well, the committee took note of Georgia wailing on the praying boxer's head, established game control for the entirety of the prayer."
This is how you know it's bad. Greg McElroy is out on Twitter being like, they've gone too far. Their love for the power conference is out.
They radicalized Greg McElroy.
When Greg McElroy's on the barricade with you, it's over.
Welcome to the resistance, Greg McElroy.
When Comrade McElroy has enlisted in the party, it's done, y'all. It's done.
I'm handing Greg McElroy the chili spaghetti bazooka to defend the Bearcats.
That's Liberté, egalité, spaghetti.
Can I tell you one more awesome thing about this whole setup? Okay, so here we go. We got 5-0. You have an entire conference in their network out there openly stumping for Ohio State, a unified front of, you know, Big Ten allied pundits, people who genuinely believe this stuff, fans, and other people who go, yeah, obviously this team's good enough and you should do it. And you're going to hear that on the Big Ten Network. You're going to hear that from, you know, various people across media. You're going to see a lot of open lobbying for all of this, right? The SEC, the minute that there aren't 2 teams in the top 4, I guarantee you, right? A&M. I don't know. They probably should have been in, y'all.
So you're saying late in the SEC title game, Bama's up by 38 or whatever, and
crank
Uncle,
it up.
Uncle Gary pulls up his annual spreadsheet. You know the Aggies, they pay that head coach a lot of money, and I think it's all well spent.
Y'all know what's going to happen though, right? Ohio State's winning the national championship.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Like the more you're like, what the fuck are the more the their powers grow.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Whoever beats this Bama team, let's just call the season right then and there.
I hope Justin Fields sends Georgia a playoff share at that point.
If Justin Fields gets the Lamar Jackson turbo poops in the middle of the third quarter and they got to put in their second stringer, guess what? He's going full Cardale. Justin that second Fields, stringer's going to throw for like 300 yards and a half.
Justin Fields sends Kirby the duffel bag with the PS5 in it.
Yeah.
Hey, know, Curbs. Hey, thought you could use something this off season.
Hey, broke boy. That Spider-Man game's nice. You should check it out. That's like all of that. Like, you'll hear people doing all of this, okay, for almost every conference. USC could finish 6-0. Right? And you know, do you know what official apparatus is going to be speaking and advocating for them? No one. No one. What is the Pac-12 doing? Like, Larry Scott has a VR helmet on and has for the last 3 months, playing Vacation Simulator. Going, oh, this is cool. We're going to sell tennis channels to China. Like, nothing. The Pac-12 has nobody advocating for it. USC could have had 3 top 20 wins, and nobody's going
to
ride
for them. It's because Clay Helton does not want you to remember he exists. Like, Clay Helton is like, listen, I only pop up on hot seat lists. Do not advocate for us by any means. So, just be cool.
According to the wiki, Doug Gottlieb is a Pac-12 network personality. So there you go.
Oh, God. One of the other really funny things about this ranking is, so it was in the list of things we didn't have time for in the last show. UNC absolutely steamrolled Miami. As a result, Miami dropped 8 spots from 10 to 18. UNC, they only hopped up there 2 spots. Because the committee's like, oh yeah, Miami sucks. You fucking destroyed them. Nah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense because you'd have to jump them over a 1-loss Northwestern or this whole undefeated USC at 13 thing we have going on.
I think USC should accept a deal where if the game is at all tight in the last 2 minutes, they can opt in. They can opt in. They can come in and
USC should play Coastal, and then we'll all laugh when Coastal beats the fuck out of USC.
I love it. So, like, the first 12 spots of this rankings are the dumbest thing they've ever done. The angriest I've ever been at them. Even when we were stumping for UCF, and then UCF fans got awful, so we said, fuck UCF. Like, even that whole stuff. The top 12 of these rankings are just awful. Once you add in number 13, this is a work of comedy. Once you see, oh, the two teams being snubbed are undefeated Coastal Carolina and undefeated USC.
So here's my question. What in the extremely unlikely scenario that Northwestern beats Ohio State and is 7-1 and has won the Big Ten and just beat the number 4 team in the nation? They're 14 right now. They are a spot behind undefeated. What do they do?
Throw them in. It's That'd a big be... jump, but throw them in. It's would... so I God. Think if I recall, a team has jumped 8, 9, 10 spots before. I think it was Penn State 1 year. And that's a crazy thing to happen in December, but this is also like midseason for Northwestern because they've only played 7 games. I mean, if they beat Ohio State, throw them in. I mean, I would put in Cincinnati, but I don't have a big committee brain like Ryan, like you and the rest of the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'll never understand the labyrinthine and complex logic that only a committee member could possibly grab.
Here's what we'll have to do. We'll put Northwestern in over the ACC title game loser and be like, well, you know, you went to Northwestern to get your new ACC commissioner. So you already have kind of said Northwestern's better than you to begin with. So
I love it. So we got what Bama, Clemson, Northwestern, USC.
Can I just say that this has all led me to my favorite?
Georgia yeah. moves up. Georgia moves up to 5 and then bitches about being left out.
Oh, God.
This is all leading to something that I get to say now, which is that I just appreciate that we've determined that USC is the Coastal Carolina of Los Angeles.
Correct.
What a magnificent concept. This weekend is just, for a lot of reasons, including the discussion we just had, this weekend feels like the end of the world. It just feels like these all feel like games that are being played with escape pods shooting out of the stadium. Just people bailing on the season. Just like, get it over with. Just get all of this over with. If it's not a championship game, then every other single thing feels completely random. Like, hey, Boise State and San Jose State are playing in the Mountain West Championship game. Okay. By the way, San Jose State, I want you to go to the official college football playoff website. Go look at the top 25 and go look at the slot where the logo for San Jose State should be. Do you know what it says? It says San Jose State logo.
We never thought we'd have to upload
this. These are the people
in
charge of the sport. They couldn't like download a JPEG or a PNG and just paste it.
Gary Barta had to do the uploading himself.
He's got code in there that's just his pizza order.
It's just a Chromebook. It doesn't have that much storage. Lay off.
Well, the committee watched all the logos and was unable to see that one. So the logos that are on the page are the logos
that
are on the page.
We believe that logo was a cheap knockoff of Michigan State. So
so Michigan State moves up to number 24.
Yeah. The logic is sound. Yeah. Like, man, do you know who's still playing this weekend? Why? Florida State, Wake Forest, just cancel it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good amount of why. There, yeah. Outside of the conference title games, Nebraska, Rutgers, what are you doing?
You are really gonna have to reach to find a more why game for me than Illinois at Penn State.
How about this, Wazoo at 10:30 a.m. local going to Utah. Like, both of them have clearly tried to bail on this season with good reason, and they're forced to
trot back out one more time. Why does what could Texas A&M possibly do against Tennessee to help their case in any way, shape, or form?
Lose?
The spread, the spread is 14, so A&M, you got to beat Tennessee by 3 touchdowns to really impress anybody. Why are we doing this?
Why? They have nothing to play for. Nothing. This game is only bad for Texas A&M.
I like Air Force Army coming after Army Navy because, like, this is secretly low-key the team Army hates more than Navy.
Well, this is the de facto commander-in-chief.
This is going to be the CIC game, but yeah.
Right.
Like Army Navy, they're like, I'm almost certain at the end of that game, they're like, fuck you, but please go beat our Air Force.
Please go beat those. Please go
fucking stand Air Force.
Please go beat those dorks. Let's see if we can keep that one under 3 hours. Let's see if we can keep it under 300 yards total offense between both teams. 350, around there. Louisiana is playing Coastal Carolina in the Sun Belt Conference Championship game. If you want to know what I actually think is the one super guaranteed game of quality this week, it would be the reliable Coastal Carolina Chanticleers versus the Raging Cajuns.
Cajuns are good. We've talked a lot about Coastal, but the Cajuns are roughly just as good as Iowa State would attest.
Yeah, Billy Napier is the front runner for that Auburn job, and there's a reason.
So good. You think that is has more guarantees and more stability and more expectability to it than Ole Miss LSU?
If you like, I know 3 or 4 things that will definitely happen in Ole Miss LSU. I can't tell you what order they'll happen in or what the effect will be. Like, Matt Corral will probably pass for 500 yards. Will that mean anything for Ole Miss? Well, I don't know. I know that he'll probably throw for like 4 or 5 TDs. Does that mean that he won't throw 5 or 6 interceptions? No, that could happen too. You know, I know that LSU is going to have 1 or 2 spectacular plays. I know that, you know, somebody's going to get loose. I know they're going to blow coverages. Will that mean anything in terms of an actual victory or a loss? No, I have no clue.
I think this has my favorite spread of any game all year, because depending on where you look, you can find either team favored. And that is perfect.
Why is Missouri playing Mississippi State?
Just get rid of it, because Mizzou's got to get back in the rankings. Got to get back to 25. They got to boost the dogs.
Got to help Georgia out so we can get a 3 SEC team playoff.
Yeah, they got to get Georgia up to 7.
I got to beat a dog to boost a dog. That's what I got to do this week.
That's right.
You know, why is Stanford playing UCLA? It's the Pac-12. It doesn't matter. You can cancel.
So Stanford's already said they're out. This is it. So, like, technically, Stanford's going to the Rose Bowl. Like, Stanford's end of season's Rose Bowl. Right? That's the goal.
That's true. I don't know. Hey, put it back on the schedule, y'all. Sorry about that. This is also, by the way, do you think if they didn't play this game, like, nobody at the Pac-12 offices would notice? right? Nobody, because they don't go to work on the week. They don't go to work on the weekends.
I mean, I doubt they'll notice that they are playing it.
Yeah, like Larry Scott's like, oh, that's on a Saturday. What's going on then?
I have golf.
Yeah,
the Pac-12 Network is running. Yeah, is running golf highlights.
Yeah, I don't know why any of this shit's happening.
And this is already the diet version, because like we've had what, 6 games canceled? 7 games?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Like
8.
We could have had Arizona Cal. We could have had Michigan Iowa. Oh right. The other thing we forgot, there was supposed to be a bowl game this weekend, and it's fucking canceled too.
No, not the Tropical Smoothie Bowl.
You know they already filled the Gatorade jug with smoothie too. Now they just got to pour it out.
It's going to wait. It's going to wait.
It'll keep.
They've just got some sad guy who's like, I'm going to pour it over myself just to feel alive.
You're a winner, Randy. You'll own a jet ski one day.